Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Jennifer Gould. A sunny family bike ride in San Diego turned into a broad daylight massacre when an unlicensed driver allegedly struck a six-year-old boy, paused to think about her next move, and then floored it, running over the child's body a second time. Hudson Stephen O'Loughlin, a vibrant first grader at McKinley Elementary, was pedaling alongside his dad on Pacific Beach Drive at 3:45 p.m. when 32-year-old Tiffany Sanchez turned her SUV into an alley and slammed into that little boy. The horror, though, did not stop with the first impact. Witnesses observed the driver veer into the alley and flatten the child with both wheels. They recounted the sickening sequence where the driver came to a dead stop for nearly 10 seconds, long enough for people to record her license plate, before she made the cold-blooded decision to accelerate over the boy's body once more to facilitate her getaway. Despite the window to render aid, Sanchez allegedly chose to crush Hudson's small frame a second time under the weight of her vehicle before speeding southbound toward National City. Hudson's dad, Matthew O'Loughlin, spoke to the media.
You hit a kid, you hit a kid, you hit a kid. And he's like moving. And she ran him over, taking off. And like you wouldn't even do that to an animal. And she just left him dying on the street.
The trauma only deepened as a bystander believed to be a paramedic rushed to help the mangled child. In a gut-wrenching final moment, Hudson reportedly managed to stand up in a state of shock and visible agony before collapsing and stopping his breathing on the pavement. Hudson was rushed to the hospital, but could not be saved. The science-loving boy, who dreamed of being a military scientist, leaves behind a young brother and a community in mourning. San Diego police tracked Sanchez down hours later, booking her on charges of vehicular manslaughter and felony hit and run. While she was initially held, community outrage has peaked as reports indicate the woman who allegedly flattened a child twice has already been released on bail. Hudson's mom, Juliana Kapovich, is now pleading for justice for her little boy. The investigation continues, and officials ask anyone with information, if you saw anything, know anything, call Crime Stoppers at 888-580-8477. More crime and justice news after this.
I'm Drew Nelson. TikTok is facing a lawsuit in Delaware over the so-called choking challenge or blackout challenge, with six families alleging the platform played a role in their children's deaths. Five of the families are from the United Kingdom, one from Delaware. All say their children, ranging in age from 11 to 17, were exposed to dangerous videos on TikTok before they died. The families argue the platform's so-called algorithm repeatedly pushed harmful content to minors. The choking challenge involves intentionally cutting off oxygen to the brain by strangulation or holding their breath until the person feels lightheaded or loses consciousness. Videos often frame it as a test of endurance or a way to experience a brief head rush without showing the severe risks. Doctors warn the challenge can cause sudden brain injury, cardiac arrest, or death within seconds, even when attempted alone and without warning signs. Michelle Ortiz is the mother of Jaden, who died in 2020.
Children make decisions not knowing finality the way that adults do, and they bank on this.
The families are represented by attorney Matthew Bergman.
TikTok has a For You page that deluges young people with dangerous material. In this case, dangerous choking challenges. Not material that kids want to see, but material that kids can't look away from.
TikTok's lawyers asked the judge to dismiss the case. They argued the lawsuit is barred by the First Amendment and the Communications Decency Act, which generally shields internet companies from liability for content created by users. TikTok has also said the case should be handled in the United Kingdom rather than Delaware, where the company is incorporated. Parents say one of the most troubling issues is that they still do not know exactly what their children were shown on the app. They allege TikTok has refused to release that information. Liam Walsh, whose child is among those named in the lawsuit, says the families are simply trying to learn what happened.
We just want the truth, and this company are doing everything they can to prevent us from getting to the truth.
TikTok has issued a statement expressing sympathy for the families. The company says it strictly prohibits content that promotes dangerous behavior and claims it uses detection systems and enforcement teams to remove videos that violate its rules. The judge has not yet decided whether the lawsuit will be allowed to move forward.
I'm Nicole Parton. New information on a chilling case out of North Carolina. 5 search warrants in the case against a Wellington Dickens III have shed new light on his actions after the murder of his 4 children, and apparently he confessed. After calling 911, the father said, "I killed my children." Take a listen.
"I killed my children. It's a lot to explain, but in a nutshell, it's all my fault. It wasn't up to me. Like, I had God just influence me."
The father went on to say that 3 of his children and his stepson were dead in the trunk of his car, while his 3-year-old son was inside the home alive. It was on January 14 and 15 that new search warrants about the evidence collected at Dickens' home were filed. These included requests for his computer and at least 2 iPhones that were discovered. Police said those were forensically reviewed by detectives. From that review, one of the new warrants filed seeks account access from one specific app, Grindr. Grindr is described in the warrant as a dating casual sex app for gay and bisexual men. According to the detective who applied for the warrant, Dickens had text exchanges with multiple people in which he was introducing himself as the person that they were just speaking with on Grindr. These messages suggest they frequented the home during the time span of the murders, when the murders were taking place, and while his children were decaying in the trunk of his car. The text also suggests, according to the warrant, that the people Dickens had connected with through the app were inside the home while those corpses were decomposing in his garage, then his trunk. The search warrant, which was approved by the magistrate, will seek to further investigate Dickens' account, including any geolocation information, photos, and videos that was sent using that app. It is unclear what, if anything, has been turned over by Grindr in the case. For now, prosecutors say they are seeking the death penalty. The next court appearance in the case, a homicide status hearing, is set for March 27.
An 83-year-old Ohio man is facing a life behind bars after a jury convicted him of cold-bloodedly executing an innocent Uber driver who he wrongly believed was a package man for a criminal extortion ring. William J. Brock of South Charleston, Ohio, was found guilty of 3 counts of murder, kidnapping, and felonious assault following the March 2024 slaughter of 61-year-old Lolitha Tollenhall. Jurors took less than 2 hours to reject Brock's self-defense fairy tale, deciding instead that the elderly man acted as judge, jury, and executioner on his own front lawn. The tragedy was orchestrated by a puppet master scammer who played both victims like a fiddle. The crook called Brock, claiming his grandson was in a fatal wreck and needed $12,000 in bail money. Simultaneously, the scammer used the Uber app to send Hall, a hardworking grandmom from Dublin, to Brock's home to, quote, pick up a package, end quote. When Hall stepped out of her car, she did not find a delivery. She found Brock leveling a handgun at her head. Chilling dash cam footage captured the final moments of Hall's life as she desperately tried to explain she was just an Uber driver. Listen.
Help!
Brock reportedly threatened to, quote, blow her brains out, end quote, snatched her phone and blocked her from leaving. When the terrified woman tried to limp back to her car, Brock unleashed a hail of lead, shooting her 6 times in the leg, torso, and head. Hall bled out on the pavement while Brock called 911, spinning a lie that she had attacked him. Clark County Prosecutor Dan Driscoll called the case, quote, really unfortunate, end quote, noting both parties were victims of sophisticated scammers who unfortunately remain at large. Brock, now in custody with his bond revoked, faces a potential life sentence. And finally, talk about a test drive that went way off the map. Todd Mars, 51, is in the hot seat after allegedly abducting a saleswoman at Performance Luxury Sport in Marysville, Ohio. Mars reportedly got behind the wheel of a Jeep Wrangler, but steered the deal into a total wreck. After ditching the planned route, he reportedly told the terrified associate to, quote, wait like a good girl, end quote, before chucking her phone and forcing her along on his personal errands, including a hospital pickup. The Central Ohio suspect was hauled to the Tri-County Regional Jail, facing abduction charges. It seems Mars' attempt to hijack the sales process has stalled out completely, leaving him with a $250,000 bond and a permanent flat tire on his freedom. For the latest crime and justice news, follow the Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcast app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Jennifer Gould.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.